Rhode Island just made ADAS training a state licensing requirement, not a recommendation, not a best practice, a requirement to hold your license. And I guarantee the first reaction from half the industry is going to be, there they go overloading shops with more bureaucracy. Here's the thing. That's the wrong read. What Rhode Island is actually saying is that touching a car with ADAS systems and not knowing what you're doing is a public safety problem. And they're right. We've been saying that for years. The real story isn't the regulation. It's that every other state is watching. If Rhode Island gets this through, and they will, you're going to see a domino effect. Start asking right now whether your techs have documented ADAS training. Not because a regulator is knocking on your door today, but because a plaintiff's attorney absolutely will knock if a camera calibration goes wrong after a repair and somebody gets hurt. The liability was always there. Rhode Island just made the paperwork official. And for shops that are already doing this right, that's actually good news. It raises the floor. It pushes out the guys doing drive-in and hope calibrations with a YouTube video and a prayer. So, yeah, a little more paperwork, a little more training budget, but the shops crying the loudest about regulation are usually the ones skipping procedures anyway. Monday morning take. If you can't hand your insurance adjuster a calibration cert and a tech training record, you're already behind.